Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A team appointed by Governor Bill Walker collaborated all summer to produce a comprehensive policy to address climate change. Their directive was to act bold, and yesterday the group finally handed over the plan. But the work has only just started. It'll be up to state agencies and elected officials to prioritize what's there. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
The state of Alaska recognizes that climate change is happening. And rather than wait around for outside help, the 37-page document outlines the prospect of local solutions to mitigate the damage, set targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, invest in a diverse economy less reliant on fossil fuels, educate the public about the impacts of warming. That's just a slice of the recommendations. At the press conference in Anchorage, Governor Walker acknowledged there have been cutbacks to climate change programs at the federal level.
There has been a change in that regard, but that doesn't change. You know, we don't change what we do because somebody else changes what they do. So that didn't change. And if anything, it perhaps might have escalated a bit.
The Walker administration did go ahead and greenlight dozens of the team's suggestions spread out across various state agencies. Most of that focuses on developing a framework to address the climate change challenges that are already here and the ones that are still to come. The Climate Action Plan also includes the possibility of Alaska supporting some kind of national carbon pricing legislation while also investigating a state carbon tax. When asked about that, Governor Walker wouldn't commit to endorsing it.
I have said, and I remain, that I'm not interested in anything that's going to raise the increase the cost of energy to Alaskans.
Walker said continuing to utilize the Climate Action Leadership Team, comprised of stakeholders around the state, was important. And he was confident no matter what happens in the November election, whoever was in charge would see the benefit of continuing that work. The team is still appointed for the next 2 years, but that could be changed by an administrative order from a governor. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
Local authorities pulled the body of a former Juneau resident from the Treadwell Mine Glory Hole Tuesday on Douglas Island. According to the Juneau police, a hiker walking by the Glory Hole Tuesday afternoon reported seeing a male body floating in the water. Based on a driver's license found in the man's clothing, police identified him as Stephen Earl Carey, a 56-year-old Washington State resident. Records indicate he may have lived in Juneau between 30 and 40 years ago. According to police, there were no visible signs of trauma or injury, which made it immediately clear how the man had died. The body will be sent to the medical examiner's office in Anchorage for an autopsy. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for foggy conditions for today, with partly cloudy skies for tonight and partly sunny skies expected for tomorrow. High today should be about 55 degrees, low tonight about 45 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.